Good afternoon. As we indicated at the time of the verdict, we were very pleased with the verdict. We are very pleased with the sentencing. I think it sends a powerful message to the community and to elected officials that this type of thing won't be tolerated. It's our hope now, with the resolution of this case, that the county can move on, that the county executive's office can again be an institution of public integrity, public service, rather than a den of depravity, which it appeared it had degenerated to over the last few years.
You didn't recommend jail time. You didn't recommend jail time, and yet the judge ordered jail time. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the judge felt the message was very important to be sent. We did indicate in our sentencing memo that we felt, based on the facts of the case, that incarceration was appropriate, but because of age and medical condition, I think the court was satisfied that the jail could handle the medical needs. So I don't want to get inside the judge's mind as to what his reasoning, but I know what the judge said on the record was that a message needed to be sent.
Were you surprised that he sent him to jail?
At this point in my career, I'm never surprised. No, I'm really not surprised. We didn't know how that would go down, but based on the findings the court made and based on the facts of the case, I certainly don't think it was appropriate. I think it does send a very powerful and important message.